Welcome back to Grassroots Radio Colorado. This is Chris Cook, and I have another candidate on the line, and this is someone who's very, very special to Grassroots Radio, our executive producer, Susan Kochevar, who is also the candidate for House District 29. Susan, welcome to Grassroots Radio.
Thanks, Chris. I'm wearing a lot of hats these days.
You certainly are. I mean, you're the owner of the 88 Drive-In. You're the candidate for House District 29, and I mean, you head up Colorado Small Business Rising. What else? What else are you involved in? What else do you have time for?
That's about the list at the moment.
Good for you. So you actually just got appointed by the vacancy committee to be this candidate.
I did. As of last Tuesday, I am the official candidate for House District 29. This is a seat that was formerly held by Robert Ramirez starting in 2010, and then he lost that seat to my opponent, and he was making another run for it this year, but you know, lots of things caught up with him in terms of workload and things, and so he had to step out, and I stepped in.
Okay. Well, and we're just so excited. I mean, this is what we do this for, right?
Right. Well, we can't let this seat go unchallenged. We need every
Absolutely.
Single seat. And when you're in a serious battle for individual rights and liberties at this point, you can't let anything go unchallenged.
Right. I mean, we have to present some opposition. We have to present some pushback to them every single step of the way. And that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. So give us a little bit of background on your opponent, because she's been in there for a session now. She's done some interesting stuff.
She has. She is a liberal big government Democrat. And she is funded by the unions.
Okay.
And she is absolutely no friend of small business.
Right.
I think her first week or two in office at the beginning of her session, she said that small businesses were overrepresented at the Capitol.
Overrepresented how?
Yes, but that's the thing. You know, you do have some groups like NFIB, National Federation of Independent Businesses, and they, most of their members tend to be a little bit larger businesses. They're still classified small businesses, but they are larger than, say, even my tiny drive-in theater, and there are more tiny little businesses than there are those larger ones, and we can't even afford dues for some of these organizations. These organizations have lobbyists which try to push back on some of this regulation and taxation, but us tiny little guys are not represented at all. When we go to the Capitol to testify against a bill, we are taking our entire day.
Right.
And, you know, oftentimes your bill gets laid over or you don't get to testify and you have to come back. And it takes all day. So it's very difficult for business owners to actually get the Capitol to testify. We have no representation.
Right. You have no voice there. So
no.
For her to say that small businesses are overrepresented at the Capitol is a complete ignorance of reality.
There was a point in one of the committee hearings where she said that she didn't think that they needed to hear from any more small business people because they weren't credible.
They weren't credible?
Weren't credible. I'm not exactly sure what that means. So,
kind of speechless on that.
Yes, we're ordinary people. We're taking a day to go down to the legislature and testify. We're experiencing all of the pressure from regulation and taxation. I think we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I would say so. And you and I are kind of in the same boat because I've been managing a very small business for the last year or so, besides having my own small accounting firm. Watching the regulations pile up on that small business is, I mean, it's a astounding. It's so discouraging. And it almost makes you understand why we do not have these job generators in our country, because there's all this stuff being heaped on top of these small business owners, all these regulations you have to keep up with. Susan?
Yes. Isn't it one right after the other? And I know you've had some experience with this also. It's not just the state regulations that you deal with and all the regulatory bodies that the state has set up. It also comes from cities and then the federal government.
Right.
So you're just, most of your time is spent collecting data and trying to comply. 2 years ago, there were so many regulations that went through the House, the stack from the floor is almost as tall as me. I'm not very tall, but I can't go through that many regulations.
Right, right. I mean, you're over 5 feet tall, so, you know, I mean, that is so many regulations, and how could you possibly keep up with all of them? They're going to find something, basically. If they want to target a small business, they're going to find something.
Absolutely, and they've been known to be vindictive. We see what happened with our IRS.
Right.
It seems to be the nature of government, so it's a very serious time, I think, we're in right now.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a representative, what is your focus you're going to be in there, you're going to be a voice for liberty, a voice for small business. How are you going to do that in the House?
Well, you know, I think in the end, the most important thing is the individual. And we see, certainly with the last legislative session, that all of our individual decisions and rights, not only for small businesses, but everyone, are being destroyed. Your right to decide what kind of shower head you want, what kind of toilet you would like in your home, standards which your local school will meet. Now all that stuff is trying to be forced down on us. So, you know, that's going to be my focus, looking to give individuals back their right to choose.
Okay, and I like that. I like that word, choose. You know, giving us back our choices, our abilities to say, you know, what we want our children's education to look like, what we want our houses to look like, what we want our lives to look like, what we want our protection to look like.
Right. Yes, this education issue to me is very important also. We have this common core which is trying to be jammed down our throats. And as an employer, I can tell you I've had to teach new employees their multiples of 8 because that's how we charge for tickets. So we're getting more and more testing and more, in air quotes, standards, and yet I'm having to do the basic education.
Right.
So something is wrong, and this Common Core, this testing is going the wrong direction. I'm for putting the actual teacher back in charge, the people who are in the trenches and know what to do.
Okay. Well, how does that look from a representative's perspective? Does that mean repealing Common Core, delaying it? What are you envisioning here?
I am envisioning repealing it. I want local control. I want parents to be able to decide which school they wish their child to attend and how they want to educate their children. I think the parents know best, and I trust in them.
Okay. You know, and of course, you know, taxes and the size of government and regulations, we're trying to roll back all of that. You know, it kind of gets overwhelming. And I sit here, you know my challenge. You really know my challenge of sitting down and looking at what the news is and trying to take all this in and be able to communicate it. How do you plan to filter and prioritize?
That's tough. You know, there are so many bills that go through our legislature. I'm inclined to say one of the first bills should be to reduce the number of bills that legislators can run so that we can get a handle on some of this stuff and actually look at what's going through the House and the Senate. The average citizen, like you said, overwhelming to try to keep up with all this stuff. we were not supposed to be passing this much legislation.
No, certainly not.
And you're so right. It is totally overwhelming. That's why we're in this regulatory mess. And you're right. People can come at you anytime they want to with some regulation or law that you have violated. And so I think starting to rein some of that stuff in from that level would help tremendously.
Right, right. Well, maybe let's go to break a little bit early. And Susan, when we come back, you've got some real world experience with your drive-in of how government is coming down on the necks of small businesses. And I'd like to talk about that experience and how that will translate to your tenure as a representative.
This is Grassroots Radio.
Back to Grassroots Radio Colorado. This is Chris Cook, and we have Susan Kochevar, our executive producer, owner of 88 Drive-In, head of Colorado Small Business Rising, on the board of CRBC, and yes, there's more. She's also the candidate for House District 29. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chris.
You are such a busy lady. I do not know how you do it. I really, really don't. I only have three jobs, you know. You know, one of the things that I've watched is, you know, you and I have been friends for quite a while, and I've watched the harassment that you've had at your business, you know, come down even before I was managing the business that I've been managing, watching you deal with that. Do you want to talk about that and kind of what you've experienced as a small business owner?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what drove me to step into the race, because things just kept happening. You know, I would see things in my business, and I realized that somebody with the actual experience needs to step up and explain these, you know, be in the legislature every day, sit in committee, and make the arguments about why what particular legislation is either good or bad. And many of these pieces of legislation have unintended consequences, and that's what's really concerning me. I was almost put out of business 2 years ago over the health department's regulations for sinks. They wanted a new sink, and that would have cost me $10,000.
Oh my gosh!
By the time I got to the sink and all of everything it cost to put the sink in, you know. So these, and I hadn't made anyone sick, and there was a waiver in the regulation for me and everything, and even the regulatory bodies don't know their own
right.
policies. So these things just really destroy businesses. Now I'm moving on to have another issue with the city in which my business is located did not plan actually the roads very well, and it's really not too much different than it's been for 40 years business. We back up traffic on weekends, but
right.
Of course Commerce City is busier. So now the police are coming to me wanting me to tear up bits of my theater to accommodate some of the cars, and that's just not possible. I mean, the roads are for customers and businesses anyway.
Right.
And some things need to be handled better there, but the pressure is absolutely tremendous.
Right.
So another thing that has gone through the last legislative session were some concerning employment laws, where now it used to be tiny businesses weren't subject to some employment causes of action, things for the employees would sue a business saying that they were discriminated against for one thing or another.
Okay.
Now, discrimination is an awful thing, and I really would not support that in any way. But what happens is they removed all the barriers for tiny businesses. So even if you're accused of something, hiring an attorney to defend yourself is enough if you're a tiny business to put you out. So what happens is people just wind up paying to go away, and they close their business doors. The federal government has limits on the size of a business that you can sue, and our state legislature took those limits off. So All this hurts jobs, and it hurts the people in Colorado.
Right.
And it's,
you know, we have such a litigious society, and, mm-hmm. you know, I work in that industry and see it abused all the time.
Sadly.
See our court system abused for the purpose of punishing somebody with whom you disagree, like a boss that, you know, you didn't like the way that that you got let go because maybe you weren't doing your job, and so you get to turn around and vindictively sue them for, you know, whatever reason. That's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
It is, and so these are all the things that, you know, got me fired up and made me want to run. If you're an individual and you want to start a business, there are so many barriers to entry because of all this regulation. It's not impossible, extremely difficult. And I would like to see everybody that has a dream be able to make it happen without all these barriers to entry. So it's really not just about small businesses. It's about individuals.
Right, right. Well, and it's about that pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
And also pushing back on this. And the thing I hate about regulations, and I think you agree with me on this, the thing I hate about regulations is that they presume you're guilty before anybody ever steps foot in your place. They just presume that you are wrong, in the wrong, and there's no due process, there's no presumption of innocence, that you have to comply with all this stuff because otherwise you're gonna, you know, kill everybody in your restaurant or, you know, through salmonella or whatever. Do I have that right, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, and it takes you a massive amount of time to prove your innocence and really hurts your business in that way, too.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, those compliance costs and so forth, it's insane. So where can people find you if they want to help you with your candidacy, with your election?
Two really good places. You can go to Facebook, Susan for Colorado, or our website, which at the moment is connected to our Facebook page, but you can reach me there. The website will be up shortly, but that's also SusanForColorado.com. Yes, you can help me by donating to my campaign, liking my Facebook page, sharing it, talking about me, yard signs, volunteering to walk. I'd like to get videos. I stand with Susan so okay. that we can post those on our Facebook page. That would be awesome.
Great, great. Okay, well, we'll absolutely put a link to this on the Grassroots Radio page and make sure that everybody knows that where they can find you because, you know, this is for your opponent to say that small businesses are overrepresented down at the Golden Dome. I mean,
right.
Come on. That is just an absolute disconnect from reality.
We have no representation, and I can tell you from going downtown and testifying myself many times, it takes a lot.
Yeah. You are an activist extraordinaire and one of the hardest workers that I know, so I know that you would represent the people in that district. Oh, by the way, where is your district? One question I forgot to tell you.
29. Yes, that's a very good question. It's House District 29, so it's part of Westminster and part of Arvada. We go down Sheridan and Wadsworth, our borders, all the way down to I-70, and then all the way north as far as 120th and around Stanley Lake.
Okay.
So
it overlaps Laura Wood's Senate district.
It does, yes.
To a large part. Okay, great. Well, you know, good luck to you. I know that you have an event to get to, so I will let you go, but we will place a link on our Facebook page. I hope you'll come back and talk to us a lot about how things are going and what you're finding as you go out and hit the campaign trail.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Take care. So, this is the kind of rebels that we're talking about. These are the kind of rebels that we're talking about. Laura Wood, Susan Kochevar, the people who are willing to push back, people who are willing to stand up and take a stand against this liberal agenda, against these regulations, against these things that are killing us as a country, absolutely killing us. You know, we look at this agenda and how they're trying to do this, especially the ones that are trying to kill our economy, Because, I mean, look at where we are. You know, we've got 12.1% U6 unemployment. That means 12.1% of people who would, of the entire workforce, are people who would like to have a full-time job and don't. One in every 10 adults in America. This is awful. This is encouraging dependency. Every single policy that they've been passing is only going to increase that number. You raise the minimum wage, you really think that you're going to decrease unemployment? Not going to happen. Absolutely not going to happen. They're overwhelming the economy and encouraging this dependency. And who wants to see that happen? It's people like Laura and Susan who are going to push back against that, who are going to push back against the government getting more and more and more involved in your life, and instead pulling back, allowing you as an individual to be an individual. So, you know, the rebellious thing to do, you know, if you're not going to go out and run yourself, you can help these ladies get elected. You can donate. You can walk districts for them. You can volunteer for phone banks and do that kind of thing. Make sure that we have a voice in that Golden Dome. And let's make it a chorus. You know, we have several really amazing candidates. We have several people who are incumbents who are already there and either are seeking re-election, some senators who are going to remain, including like Senator Vicky Marble, who already are good voices for liberty, who really, really get this stuff. Let's beef up our chorus there so that we can continue to push forward in turning back this agenda, in turning back this attempt for them to control how we act, how we think, how we speak, the stuff that we believe. Let's turn that back. Let's get rid of that and make that a thing of the past. Let's reestablish the individual. Let's make sure that that happens. And the only way we can do that is by fighting for our liberty, fighting for our rights, fighting for those choices to not be taken away from us as rebels.
Grassroots Radio.